Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You did this yesterday. Who's going to be on the team next Wednesday?
Yeah. We got Cam coming up in 30 minutes. He'll give us some nuggets about practice today, but I don't like how the Niners, you tell me what you think of him.
Yeah.
I don't like how they've gone about handling their books, their business this offseason. Okay? I get the holdouts with Debo and Bosa, but this is different. And okay, you brought up TK. The one thing about this that resonates with me, just real quick here about Trent Williams, is they knew about this in March. And I just look at them as the guys that, you know, they're the smart guys. You know, we know how to pass the test. We're taking calculus, not Algebra 1A or general math. And we're ready for this, goo. We saw this. But to go into a big game, a big season against the Jets at home, and the possibility right now of both of them or one not here, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, as it relates to Trent Williams.
Trent.
I am still treating this as not a lot to see here.
All right. So I mean, something to get done.
Yeah, okay, so they knew in May. All right, we'll deal with that after training camp's over, because we know he doesn't like to go to training camp anyway.
Man, like, it's been over starting.
I mean, when you say you don't like how they're doing the books and all that stuff, they may know right now what they're going to pay Trent Williams and what he's coming in for. And so, like, I don't put him in Ayuk's category.
No doubt.
Yet.
I hope I'm not sounding like I am, because it's totally different. But bottom line is they're both absent.
Yeah. All right. So the NFL Network, Mike Garofalo, was on this morning, and he was talking about Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers practice. Take a listen to what he said. Now, this was a few hours ago, but listen to what Mike Garofalo said.
So at this point, they get into the practice schedule this week, and they're going to practice this afternoon. And sort of the understanding was that at this point he would practice, so we're going to have to see if he's on the field this afternoon with the San Francisco 49ers. But again, no closer to an extension or a trade there.
All right, so
that's my first thing, Stoney, is why would he practice then? Why would Brandon get on the field?
Maybe as an act of good faith.
Huh?
An act of good faith. And he's showing the Niners he'll get out. I mean, a lot of teams kind of take the tact of, well, we'll negotiate with you once you come into practice. Maybe.
But that could have been done a long time ago. Because I guess what I'm saying, partner, is tell me that's some symbolism of progress.
I don't know that I can do that.
But that good faith, you know.
I don't know.
Man.
We got to see. And I'm sure Evan is monitoring Twitter and all the writers, et cetera. So if Brandon Ayuk is, in fact, practicing and taking part, I mean, that'll get out there pretty quickly, I would think. And we're also going to know when we talk to Cam Inman at 12 o'clock. But Mike Garofolo reporting that Brandon Ayuk may practice today.
That's a good thing. It has to be.
Yeah, when you ask me, what do you think that means? It's a good question. I'm not sure.
Or if he's not at practice when there's an expectation that this is the time when he should be.
Right. Although, if he's not at practice today, like he hasn't been at a bunch of practices, but he's been to some practices too.
But I mean, would be status quo if he were still to keep doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Then I feel like nothing's imminent.
I kind of am with you that there's no way this is a bad thing.
Right.
I'd be surprised. I mean, it could be a bad thing for Brandon Ayuk. I guess of all the explanations, one of them could be he's essentially conceding.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny. We keep focusing, rightfully so, on Brandon Ayuk and his availability. But all preseason, we didn't get to see the guy that kind of shocked the world, Ricky Pearsall, stunning. I know he was at practice, but he was in a blue jersey. So I can't wait to ask Cam what's going on with him. Like, is it a slam dunk or certainty that he'll be available week one against the Jets? Could you imagine? I know it's preseason. Let's just say Pearsall was available. He wasn't, Stoney. But if we saw him showing the goods, the precision in regard to route running and yards after the catch, just some glimpses of what he could do, I wonder if that would even shake or had shook Brandon Ayuk in his camp. Like, dude, you watching your replacement? Dude's balling, but there was none of that.
Well,
both were out.
But here's the other thing.
Different reasons.
Jacob Cowing makes the team. Yes, he makes the team. And
that did happen.
He's going to get some snaps, apparently.
But, Stoney, you got Jennings, too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like a proven OG.
Exactly. The perfect kind of guy you would want to put next to a couple rookies, I guess, right?
To replace 4.5.
Yeah.
Man.
4 plays a game.
Now, 4 big ones.
Now, in fairness, I don't know how, like, we've heard the 49ers value in a big way Ayuk's blocking. But where does that component come into this? Is Ayuk one of the best blocking wide receivers in the league? And is that very important to Kyle Shanahan's system? It seems to be.
Oh, man.
So that's like another aspect they'd theoretically be without.
No doubt. And that's why I brought up Tom Cruise, Donnie. It's all risky business right now. But if we get to Cam and we find out he's actually out there, Brandon, if I'm a Niner fan, I feel better about that. And like you said, it might not mean diddly squad, but man, that's something that has not happened.
Not yet. So we'll keep our eyes peeled on that. We'll have Cam Inman in 20 minutes talking about the 49ers and whether there's any kind of movement at all with some of their hold-in. Problems.
We were talking about the fantasy draft tonight, 95.7 The Game, 8 p.m. Right. Christian McCaffrey going number one. Stoney, I got to be honest with you, man. If I had that pick, I wouldn't do it because he is a bell cow.
Yeah.
But this calf situation, and I get, I would have liked, obviously, they would have too. Hey, you know what, Christian? You're not touching the field. But to hear that it was a calf barking or, you know, somewhat bothering him, I don't like that going into the season. When you didn't have contact at all and that's bothering you. That's like the old Cadillac with 200,000 miles on it. You know, it's leaked. The tranny is leaking.
200,000 miles?
150. You know what I mean?
How about 75,000?
You get what I'm saying.
No, I get it.
Yeah, he's not 21 or a spring chicken, but he's a bad boy. 28 years old, but that's 30 in the running back world.
Okay, so who would you pick first?
Oh, I don't want to tell you. Am I giving you my intel?
Why not?
If
you have the first pick, I can't touch it.
We don't know who has the first pick.
Who would you? I'll take McCaffrey.
No, he's just asking if I got it, who would I take?
Guru scared of taking McCaffrey.
The little calf, I'm just telling you. Proceed with caution.
Ken, are you in the league?
First timer.
Kenny!
Ain't my first rodeo, though.
Let's go.
Like a virgin.
This is what I mean. Like, this bothers me. Evan, if you have the number one pick, who are you taking?
Just like my election in November. Can't tell you who's on the ballot.
See, like, I can't believe you.
This is
real.
You think it's fantasy.
And it's taken over.
Fantasy.
It's a phenomenon that's been here forever.
It's not real. It's fantasy.
You are the man arguing against the world. Why do you think it's so big? Women, kids are... It's almost more than being a fan for one team. It's taken over.
It's big because people are whacked. Well, that's why.
Well, we know that.
And this is what I mean. This is why I don't want to do it.
This dude went to the
gym. You actually think you're GMs.
That's
really
the beauty of it.
You're not. You're not.
No, it's not.
You're not even close.
Do you understand it gives you more pleasure Sunday than honing in on one team? You can do that, but then you do it all throughout.
My point is...
Thursday, Monday, Sunday night. You got something. Come on, Matt. Math Steinmetz. M-A-T-H. Math. I think this is a...
No, it's not.
This
it's
is
actually
a
not.
Come on.
You know what?
It's taken over the world.
You know what? I'm game time decision for the draft.
You
guys are a joke. Seriously, you guys are a joke.
What is your deal?
Ken, who would you take if you have the number one pick? And if he says, I'm not telling.
He's unavailable.
He worked his study. Come on, bud.
The obvious choice, Steiny.
Christian McCaffrey.
Declined to comment.
Yeah, it's
the obvious choice.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt. Come on, man. Steiny, you sound like my bud Reg Basie, old fossil. Get in the game and play fantasy. This is not the old office pool. The boss missed in the office pool. That thing is dead, boss. I didn't have a heart to tell you. Fantasy, this is where it's at.
Bunch of high school Harrys who never were, trying to be something they'll never be. And actually thinking that what they're doing resembles what a general manager does.
I got a ring. I lost it.
You got a plastic ring.
It was metal.
Like, I don't mind fantasy football. What I mind is the people like you who actually think what they're doing is something special and real.
You put the roster together, Steiny. And the players got to stay healthy. All that stuff, man.
Chris and Modesto.
By the way, if there's anything I've learned about GMing this summer, it's that I'd wait 6 months to make my pick.
That's because of the holdouts and hold-in.
You know, I always get his stuff.
Listen.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
come on,
four reps, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Play. You won $400 for almost winning the league, and you don't love the league. You think you would be like, yeah, I'm excited. It's like it never happened.
Oh, I don't think I got paid. I don't remember getting paid.
He gave it to you.
I swear to God, I don't remember that. I mean,
who could call this station? I'm challenging 888-957-9570 until 2:15 and say they don't like 208. Fantasy.
208.
The early day for you?
Yeah, this is my last probably golfing midweek day of the year.
Wow.
Because next week is the summit.
Yeah, we got the summit, baby.
So I won't be golfing next week. And then the days start getting a little bit shorter. So,
well, you're by yourself. I think 97% of football fans love Yahoo. It's brought in more fantasy. Fans just because of fantasy.
No, I like fantasy. I don't like the way certain people approach it.
No, so you don't like when I'm happy.
No, it's not about being happy.
I'm excited about the draft. Yeah, and that's great. That's driving. That's great. You don't like it.
No, that's fine.
There it is. No, it's real. You don't like when I look forward to something.
It's got nothing to do with the draft tonight. It's, you know what? It does. I wouldn't say irk, but I feel like I must at least be the person to inform you it's not real. It's not real. It's just not. And the way you talk about it with some others around here, you actually believe. I can tell.
But it's like your golf, Steiny. No. You're not on the tour.
That's right.
Nobody cares about your handicap, but you take it like you're on the tour.
Is this what's going on?
See, I posted
that. Evan tells you what to say?
Now, that hurts.
He said something about golf, didn't he?
No, he said something about Prize Picks.
Oh.
Oh, my God, this dude, man. Steiny, come on, man. Just admit it's a phenom. And this, you're playing fantasy baseball.
A phenom usually applies to something that's new. Okay,
well, it's getting bigger. It's growing. I'm in six leagues, dude. And I already had a draft last Sunday.
That's pathetic.
It's not.
It is.
Dude, it is not. Laying in the bed late night doing your roster, seeing who you're going to bench, seeing who you're going to start, checking stats. Tell me I can't manage. I didn't make the offs last year. That's my only problem. I'm back this year.
Let's go to Montana. Let's go to Larry in Big Sky Country. Oh, yeah.
How you guys?
Larry, what's up, man?
Hey, I've been a fan for 31 years, and the way I feel about the whole situation with Trent Williams, they've always said Tom Brady is the greatest. You know who the best left tackle is? Trent Williams.
Anthony Munoz.
We think the whole situation with Trent Williams. Otherwise, as a fan, I love every one of my players. They should trade every one of them, because if you don't have Trent Williams, we lose.
Well, I agree.
Game over.
Hey, Larry.
I agree, Al.
Larry, what made you call today from Montana? But first of all, we appreciate it.
I watch a lot. Sir, I'm a loyal 49ers fan for over 31 years. The reason why I picked this team, I think I was born in 1978, I think about 88, 89, they said Montana, Joe Montana. I'm from Montana. I picked the team, and they've been Super Bowl champions. I have never turned my back on them. But right, I'm at the point where, you know, I'm about to see our season flash if we don't have Trent Williams.
Man,
I wish somebody could throw a bug in Kyle Shanahan's ear and saying, do you can have any wide receiver in the NFL? Trent Williams makes Brock Purdy.
Wow. Larry, let me guess. Bozeman. You're from Bozeman. No. Don't tell me.
Great.
Give me that. Give me three. Great Falls.
Yep.
Right? Kind of right in the middle.
Yep.
And what's above Montana? It's Canada,
right?
You're
looking at a map.
I am looking at a map.
Oh, but I thought it was off the coast.
Hey, Larry, I've been to Billings.
Yeah.
Do you like Billings?
Oh, I love our state. I just wish we had professional sports and stuff. I've been born and raised and lived in this whole state. I grew up in northeastern part of Montana, basically, you know, basically to Williston, North Dakota, to Canada, the peak.
Gotcha. Hey, Larry, do you, like, let me ask you this. Do you deer hunt?
No, I bow hunt, though.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
I can't have a gun. There's your answer.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
Hey, Larry, don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
And listen to 2 o'clock to Kyle and John Lynch talk. Maybe they'll give you an update on old Trent. You're smiling.
Well, because he became a 49er fan because he's from Montana.
And said your boy's
the
best.
And the quarterback was Joe Montana. Yeah.
But he said Trent is the best L tackle ever. And I think that's what'll happen, Donnie, when it's all said and done. Is money.
I love geography. I love maps. I love maps.
But I really hate fantasy, but I get it.
You know
what,
hey, how about this? You know what I did? So, you know, I was, get the drop ready. You know, I went to London a month ago.
Yeah.
You know what I do? All ride long. I look at that plane and where it is over the earth. And then I zoom in and zoom out. And then I look out the window and I think, up there on the left is where Halifax, Nova Scotia is. And then I look back at the map and I expand it and then I make it smaller and I see we've gone a little while longer. And that's what I do. I watch that plane. Those things are great. You know what I'm talking about now, right?
Yeah.
Goo.
I've never done it.
Goo, they used to not have those on planes.
Wow.
Now they have them on everyone. What are they called? Satellite?
I'm just blown away how you open up and let us in your world.
We were over the Arctic Circle, and if you looked out the window, like you could see ice chunks in the water.
So you're one of those with the window open? Oh my God, we'd have problems.
Okay, hold on. Hold the phone. You could not see ice chunks from 30,000 feet.
Absolutely.
I'm going to let you handle this.
Absolutely, positively.
You cannot see a chunk from 30,000
feet. It's not an ice cube. It's a piece of ice that's as big as a building,
you
is what I'm saying.
A massive piece of land on a clear day from 30,000 feet.
Yes.
How good is your eyesight? You can't see the reeds.
That hurt. That had to hurt. Just own it.
888-957-9570. Can we get an aeronautics expert in here? You tell me.
I'm believing you because it sounds like you've seen it. But Evan got me thinking maybe it might have been something else.
I have seen it. You fly like over the Arctic Circle. You look at where you are. You can actually look then out the window and see. I can actually see the shape of the map and how it matches the real shape of the land. Because it's so vast. Come on, somebody help me. Evan's just trying to yuck my yum right now. And you guys are just jealous that I can sit on a plane and I don't need with my phone and my movies.
Give me the internet. $8.
All right, Mike's in San Lorenzo. Hey, Mike. Flight tracker.
What's good, Sonny? How you doing?
Oh, dynamite.
What's up, baby?
Not much. Just wanted to go ahead and cover fantasy, and I do know what you're talking about with the plane. They just installed them on American Airlines. When I took a trip recently, I was watching the entire time where we were at over the ocean. We were in the Mediterranean, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
but
so
I just
fun.
Wanted to go ahead and say, man, I'm in 5 leagues.
Oh,
it's a love and hate relationship, especially because of the 5 leagues. I actually have a draft in about 6 hours.
So do
I. And then I got 4 more on Saturday. Yeah, good luck to you, Goo.
Let's go.
I want you all to have a good time. Definitely, I'm a 4-time Super Bowl winner in my main league.
Oh, my.
See,
this is what I mean.
Hey, last
thing.
This is what I mean. Do you have the same name for all leagues, or do you change them for each league?
So I have the same name for 3 leagues and 2 different ones for the other two.
Look at my man. Good luck, brother.
Hey, Mike. Mike.
Go for it, Tiny.
I hate to break it to you, but you're not a Super Bowl winner, okay?
Just, he won the league.
I could show you the truth.
I believe you, baby.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike. Especially on Yahoo. Yahoo is the best one.
Mike.
There you
Yahoo
go.
Yahoo is the best one for sure.
Mike, you Look did not win the Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
And you think you're a pilot, flight tracker. Dude, you are so amazing.
Jared in Walnut Creek. Hey, Jared, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, I love flight tracker. I'm 54 years old. I've been a pilot for 20 years. That is so much fun.
It's incredible.
What do you mean? It's like so much fun.
It's better than an arcade game.
Mm-hmm. It's like watching Waze as you drive. What's going on?
And you can see glaciers from 30 or 40,000 feet up there as well. You definitely can. They're not ice cubes. They're glaciers, man.
Yes. Thank you. Jared, you're the man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Even if you could see them, that don't interest me.
Number one.
It's fun.
You did not say glacier. You Ooh. Said chunk.
Wow. Yeah, it's a chunk of ice that's peeled off a glacier. And it just is floating. Lots of them.
I believe you can see an entire glacier.
Look, you're wrong, okay? That we know, because Jared was a pilot.
Yeah, look at him. Dude, my dude's in five leagues, man.
He actually said, Mike said he was.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.